JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 89, Eugenics.
Hitler experimented to see how far he could go in his persecution of those who he felt were enemies of Germany. Already in the 1920s in the United States, the concept of eugenics, the belief that somehow there were racially inferior people and that these racially inferior people had no right to live because they used up resources that the healthy people needed for their own survival. And therefore it became justifiable, let's say, to eliminate all of the people with mental problems, all of the people with physical problems, to get rid of the sick, to get rid of the old. And Hitler adopted that program, and with the cooperation of the German Medical Society, over 75,000 inmates of German mental and physical institutions were killed before the war started in this idea of eugenic cleansing, of being able to make the Aryan race superior and getting rid of the inferior genes that existed in the German racial stock. Naturally, from this, it was an easy progression to dealing with the Jews. And if the world said nothing, as it did, but regarding destroying non-Jewish mental patients, he felt confident that the world would say nothing in destroying the Jewish people as well. Tragically, he had a point. He was pretty much correct. The world didn't say anything, and because of that, the killing apparatus began to take root in his mind, and it also began to take form in action and in planning and in infrastructure. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.